Hey, girl. Hey, welcome back to Notes to Her, the Daily Pep Talk. I'm Yaya, your confidence and mindset coach, here to help you stop shrinking, stop second guessing yourself, and start showing up like the woman you already know that you're capable of being. Now, let me ask you something. Have you ever walked into a room and immediately made yourself smaller? You lower your voice, you hold your opinion, you wait for someone else to speak, you tell yourself, let me just read the room. Or maybe it doesn't show up in a room. Maybe it shows up online. You have something you want to say, something meaningful, something that might help someone else. And then you hover over the post button and you don't hit publish. Because suddenly you're thinking, what if people judge it? What if nobody engages? What if it's not good enough? So instead, you stay quiet and you tell yourself you're just being careful. But what if carefulness is actually shrinking? Shrinking doesn't always look dramatic. Most of the time, it's subtle. It's the version of you that edits herself in real time. At work, it might look like you have an idea, but you wait until someone else says something similar before you speak. You rehearse what you want to say in your head, and by the time you're ready, the meeting has already moved on. Or someone says the exact thing that you were thinking, and everyone praises them for it. And you sit there thinking, I literally just thought that, but you didn't say it. That's shrinking. In relationships, shrinking looks different. It looks like staying quiet about what you need. It looks like pretending something didn't bother you when it did. It looks like being the low-maintenance one, the cool girl, the easy partner, the one who doesn't ask for too much. But inside, you are negotiating with yourself constantly. Is this worth bringing up? Maybe I'm overreacting. I don't want to make this a big deal. So you swallow it again. That's shrinking. And on social media, oh, shrinking shows up there too. You will watch other women share their thoughts confidently. You watch them post boldly. You watch them show their expertise. And you think, I could say something like that. But then doubt starts whispering. Who am I to say this? What if people think I'm doing too much? What if it's cringe? So you draft the post, you edit it, you rewrite it, and then you close the app. That's shrinking. Now, here's a part that I want you to understand. Shrinking is not a personality flaw. It is a protection strategy. At some point in your life, your brain learned something. It learned that visibility could come with consequences. Maybe when you spoke up before, someone dismissed you. Maybe you shared your opinion and somebody criticized you. Or maybe you tried something new and someone laughed. Or maybe no one laughed, but the possibility that they could felt terrifying. So your brain did what brains do. It created a rule. Stay small, stay safe. And know every time you are about to be seen, your nervous system whispers, maybe not. But here's the problem. The life that you say that you want, the career you say you want, the confidence you say you want, none of it lives inside of shrinking. Confidence is built through visibility, through participation, through expression, through letting yourself be seen before it's perfect. But shrinking convinces you that safety equals success, and it doesn't. It equals stagnation. There's usually a moment when women start noticing this pattern. It's when you see someone doing something that you know that you are capable of, and your first thought is, I could do that. But your second thought is, why haven't I? That question, it can sting, because deep down you know the answer. You've been waiting. Waiting to feel ready, waiting to feel confident, waiting to feel sure. But confidence doesn't come before the action. It comes because of it. Now, let me ask you something. Where in your life have you been shrinking lately? Is it at work, where you keep all of your ideas to yourself? Is it online, where you watch other people speak and you stay silent? Is it in your relationships, where you keep adjusting yourself so everyone else stays comfortable? No judgment, just notice it. Because awareness is the first interaction, and shrinking loses its power the moment you start seeing it. Now, here's what I want you to know. Stopping the habit of shrinking doesn't mean becoming loud or aggressive or dominating every room. It simply means allowing yourself to fully exist inside spaces that you already belong. It means speaking up when you have something to say. It means sharing your ideas without waiting for unanimous approval. It means letting people see the real you instead of the edited version. And the truth is, some people will be uncomfortable when you start doing that. Not because you were wrong, but because you're different, and different disrupts expectations. But that's okay. You are not here to perform comfort for everyone else. You are here to live your life. Now, shrinking convinces you that playing small protects you, but all it really protects you from is your own potential. And if you are tired of feeling invisible in rooms where you belong, the shift starts here. Not with dramatic reinvention, but with small moments of courage. Speaking when you want to stay quiet, posting when you want to stay hidden, expressing when you want to stay agreeable. Those small moves, they build the woman that you're becoming. Now, if this note made you realize how often you've been shrinking, good. Awareness changes everything. Save this episode for the next time fear tells you to stay quiet. And make sure you're subscribed, because in the next note, we're going to be talking about something that keeps a lot of women stuck in hiding. Perfection. Until then, speak, move, show up. You do not need to shrink to the law. With love, Yeah.